Stoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We'll talk more NBA coming up at 6 o'clock, including the games last night and the just brutal night. That was the Boston Celtics losing Jason Tatum. Now we know torn Achilles. He is out, obviously, for a while. We'll see just how deep into next season. He had successful surgery on that injury today. That the reporting just a few minutes ago. But Anthony, we did get good news today. Expected news, I think, because it kind of been leaked out. But I assume this is good news for people. The Commanders are finally hitting the international circuit again. The last time the Commanders played a game overseas was in 2016. And that was the year that they played the Cincinnati Bengals in England. Josh Norman had a whale of a game. And I don't necessarily mean great. He had a very interesting game. Afterwards, he said it wasn't Tressway's fault that they tied the Bengals, even though he meant Dustin Hopkins, after Dustin missed a fairly makeable field goal that would have won the game for them. But yes, they tied the Bengals in London, and they will return for the first time since to somewhere not in America. That place is Madrid. They will face the Dolphins. It is in mid-November, and I definitely looked at flights this morning.
What do they look like?
Actually, very not bad.
Okay.
Honestly, the biggest problem in the Hoffman household, the biggest deterrent, that one I need to talk to our bosses to say, like, hey, what are our capabilities of broadcasting live in Madrid? I assume that if we have the internet, we can figure it out, but that might be presumptuous. I don't know how things work across international water. Actually, remind me in the break to talk to the engineers. Should talk about that. Also, Drab, if you're listening, I'm open to going to Madrid. No, seriously. But the biggest problem is my cousins are getting married. My cousin is getting married the previous weekend. So we'd have to go to where their wedding is, which is on the East Coast of the United States, but not particularly close, back to D.C. and then to Madrid. That's a lot of flying.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
What?
You only live once.
This is true. I would like to not be exhausted for it.
All right, yeah,
that statement can go either direction.
That's valid. That's valid.
That's it. You only live once. Yeah, and man, I'm tired. But this is awesome. The game's going to be played at the Stadium of Real Madrid, historic stadium over there in Madrid, and 90,000 plus people can go to a game there. I assume that they'll be set up for that. And I presume that the fact that it's the first time will draw that kind of crowd. Madrid, an incredible city. Are you going to Madrid? You're going to a bunch of places this summer.
I'm going to Barcelona.
You're going to Barcelona this summer.
I was trying to do a day trip to Madrid. I'll see if I can still
get it.
It's
like 2.5 hours on train. I know because I looked at it earlier.
You said 2.5 hours?
Yeah, on train.
Well, I might consider it.
Yeah. 2.5 hours is not terrible, but it's also not quick.
Yeah, it ain't.
It'd be way better. I got another wedding that we're going to in Portugal. And if it had been the same weekend, that would have been cool. I needed the weddings to swap. Because then it'd be like, oh, I'm going to Portugal. Then I can just go. I'd just be in Europe for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In the middle of football season. Nothing could go wrong there. The bosses wouldn't be mad about that at all. But that's the thing. Anthony, here, look, this is not, the whole segment doesn't have to be about me / us and this show. But what time is it in Madrid right now?
Hey, 6 hours ahead.
What time is it in Madrid? It's 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So doing this show would be hard. Shea could do afternoons for a week. We could switch with Kevin.
It would be hard for you, Craig.
Yeah, no, there's no way I could do it. But like, if we were like, hey, I could be broadcasting live from Madrid on the week the Commanders are there, wouldn't it be worth just doing the switcherooski with Shea? I'll do 10-1 Eastern. He can do the 4-7 for like 3 days, and then we'll switch back when I return.
Or do we just tape the entire show?
In theory, we could do that too. We can do 4-7.
That would be stressful.
4-7 Madrid time.
We get breaking news, and we're talking about, you know, Brian Robinson, you know, fumbling. Like,
just we can have we'll volunteer some. Look, Linnell or Toby, one of them goofballs will be doing updates down there on the other station. If breaking news happens, they can come down and talk about it. But it's in the middle of football season. Like we know our formula for the middle of football season. We can do those shows in our sleep.
Yep.
If I have to do it live, I will basically be doing it in my sleep, knowing me. That's way past my bedtime. Even in Spain. Or, Anthony, the other way, I'll take a siesta. Middle of the day.
Is that an energy drink?
No, a siesta is a nap.
A nap.
Really?
First of all, no, hold on, Craig. You can't go from English to Spanish like that. Like what? That's not fair to me.
It was one word.
It threw
me
off.
That's very well known.
It threw me off though, Craig. That's like me saying, I'm going to Santa. Like, that's not fair.
You're going to what?
Santa. La Cena? Dinner?
No, it's not.
It's one word. Isn't that what you just said?
A siesta is like a very well-known thing in Spanish culture. We're talking about Spain. I didn't just swap a word.
Oh,
I didn't randomly like put a Spanish word. I didn't go Spanglish on you and just put a Spanish word in the middle of a sentence. Like a siesta is a concept.
Siesta.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to Santa. Dinner.
These two things are not the same.
Okay.
One of these things just doesn't belong here. So the point is, I would like to go to Madrid. I have looked at it. Chances are I won't be in Madrid. I'll be here talking about what is happening in Madrid. But it would be pretty sweet if I got to go. I'm curious, though, what fans think. Are you excited about this? I think, in general, the excitement is like you get it's a primetime game without – I would say this. I'd be very happy if I am in America because that's a primetime game that your boy doesn't have to stay up late for. Speaking of needing a siesta, that's a nap, Anthony. And I said it even though it said it in Spanish. It's a word that's commonly known across languages.
Gracias.
De nada. The 9:30 a.m. start, love that. But I think it's a chance to be featured. It's a chance to be in the spotlight. Obviously, it's going to create a bunch of fun content and things. It's a chance for the players that's really, really cool and unique to go overseas, to play in this stadium for the first time. And I think it just continues to signify, not that we needed, we know at this point, because, hello, they played in the NFC Championship game last year. Hello, Jaden Daniels, the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Hello, like, we know the brand is back. But it just solidifies that even more. It's another example of, I wouldn't even say at this point it's an example of that, oh, look, the Commanders are back. It's like, these are the perks of being back. When you're one of the big boys, this is the stuff you get to do. You get to be featured in the big games. And we now know the Commanders are going to get one of the primetime Saturday doubleheaders. I think there's a really great chance that they play on Christmas. And now we also know that in November, they are going to Madrid to help the NFL have a successful launch of what they, I'm sure, hope to be a multi-year campaign in Spain for the first time.
Hey, Craig, we no longer have to only play on Thursdays because I feel like before this year, that was
you got
a lot
the
of the only
you got
prime
the
time.
The token Thursday night game where it's like, let's put two crap teams in Color Rush uniforms and let them run into each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're going to play bad football anyway. Might as well just make it on Thursday and give them an excuse.
Hey, like everybody got to get their primetime games.
Yeah.
That's when we used to get ours.
Speaking of the schedule, let's take a look at a potential schedule next. Sheehan always does his mock schedule. Anthony and I are going to try to put together one quickly next, or we'll take your calls. So what do you think about the Commanders going to Madrid? 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.